Hey, good morning. Welcome to the, whatever this is, the newspaper review programme for Wednesday, the 17th of July, 2019. Do we get to even call this a programme? Is it? Hi to Dean Thornby. Morning, Dean. Very quick roll call here. Your car crash live show is shite hot. Man, honestly, I'm not joking. The more mistakes you make, the better it is. I don't make any mistakes, Dean. Give over, man. I'm a genius. I did Gary Mercer. I did Gary. Moon landing, Richie. I thought the Clangers were there first. I did Philip. How you doing, Philip? What's wrong with you, Philip? I'm here, man. 9:30 UK time. What's wrong with you? I did Chris Brown from Durham. In Durham. How you doing, Chris? The Gale. Was been watching Max Egan's new video. I'll check that out later, Gail. Thank you. Julie Walters. Lovely jubbly. And to William E. Smith. How you doing, William? Megatree Rat. Different Chris. Sean Mack. Jennifer Garcia. Morning, Jen. Nick Farrell. Joyce Burns. How you doing, Joyce? Christopher Hickman. Was going out, but we'll catch up later. Thank you, Chris. Joe Public, how you doing, Joe? Free Energy was here. Good morning. Andy Jarry, how you doing, Andy? Or Jerry, how you doing, Andy Martin? Coombs, Matthew Hughes. Morning, Matthew Hughes. How you doing, pal? Just some guy who is an ex-fashion photographer. Very good. And he knows exactly how most top model agencies work. So why is not a single journalist not looking into Trump Models Agency? An agency that Trump used to own. Cheers, mate. Hi, Jimmy Griff. John and Sarah. How you doing, John and Sarah? Joshua Oreo. Alien Creation. Gabriel Swift. To Graham Booz. How you doing, Graham? He's playing all the right notes, but not in the right order. That's a conversation I'm not privy to. I don't know what you mean by that. Is it about me? Is it about me? Love that. Love Phoenix Knights. And his mungy mate Max. Do you mean me? Mr. Sin, good morning, Mr. Sin. Good morning, Tez. Northwest Radiators, just around the corner. Tez has got the Korean kids working hard on the merchandise. We will be releasing some merchandise in September for the programme. And we are horsewhipping Korean children as we speak into making that at an affordable price. Don't complain about it, virtue signalers. It means that you'll be able to afford the merchandise. And they're Korean children. Nobody cares. Right, Susan Hayward Tonkin. Morning, Susan. Check out Graham Booth, by the way, at triggerwarning.tv, the YouTube channel. Terrific stuff there. Hayden and Graham run that channel and put very interesting content on it all the time. Triggerwarning.tv. Hi to Letra Blaze, who says, I hope I've not missed the Robinson rant. There hasn't been any Robinson rants. Chap's in jail. I don't think that's the best thing in the world. I don't think it's the best place for him right now. But no rants on Tommy the Tint Robinson. Not today, anyway. Let's jump into the newspapers. Oh, yeah. It's my superhero glasses. When I have these on, nobody knows that I'm a superstar DJ. Ordinary bloke. No. Get it right. Superstar DJ. Big baldy gammon. Superstar DJ, savior of the independent media. Big baldy gammon. Unbelievable. Right, let's move on. Savior of the independent media. You're damn right. Let's move on. Let's look at the front pages of the papers. My little nod to Chris Miles there. Let me get my ducks in a row here. The Times. Johnson plans early election to hit Corbyn. Yes, Jeremy Corbyn, who is wilting. Wilting like a sunflower left in the cupboard for 3 weeks. Wilting in the face of accusations of endemic anti-Semitism in his party. The Times suggests that when Boris Johnson is confirmed the new leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister next week, that he might call a snap election because things are pretty bad, or looking pretty bad, for Jeremy Corbyn. But are they really? As Tommy Sheridan said to me on Monday night's Richie Allen radio show, there are polls that indicate that, in fact, Corbyn is still polling quite strongly. We'll talk about Corbyn briefly in a minute. There's a major developing story this morning. A full-page ad has been taken out in The Guardian by Corbyn's enemies, accusing him of failing to deal with anti-Semitism. It just will not go away. That's the Times. Wages climb at fastest rate since 2008. Yeah, that's not true. Prices have been climbing at the fastest rate since 2008. Fact. Fact. Number of surveys, studies, even a BBC commissioned study, which I focused on towards the tail end of 2018, showed that there is a massive disconnect now between what people earn and between what they have to spend. Not a massive disconnect. There's a massive disparity. Okay? People are spending much more of what they earn on rent and on food than they ever have before. Don't believe this nonsense about wages being on the increase. It's crap. It's not happening. That's the Times, right? Financial Times. Photograph of Ursula von der Leyen, the new European Council president. She was voted in. Well, she wasn't voted in. You know how it works. I've told you about how undemocratic it is. The council presented her to MEPs. MEPs didn't get to choose between half a dozen people, or a dozen, or two, or three. They were given her and told, well, vote for her then. And they did. She's a federalist, believes in the United States of Europe. According to the Financial Times, she narrowly won the position yesterday. I think she won by 70, 80 or 100 votes. Sterling plunges to two-year low on mounting risk of no-deal Brexit. Corruption is everywhere. When Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, during their debate on Monday night, when both of them said that they would basically ixnay the Northern Ireland backstop. You don't know what the backstop is, do you? You still don't know. I've explained it to you 500,000 effing times. The backstop was a genius invention of Remainers within the Conservative Party. It is an idea that if there was no deal between the European Union and the UK, if there was no deal, and if the UK was going to crash out, I will break my own fingers later on for doing that, if the UK was going to crash out, to prevent a hard border in Ireland, the backstop idea was introduced, meaning that Northern Ireland would remain within the European Union on a temporary basis, would maintain a customs union with the European Union on a temporary basis so that things would continue to be smooth and so that the Good Friday Agreement of 1998 wouldn't be jeopardised. Horse manure, this. So when Hunt and Johnson said, yeah, well, we'll skewer this whole backstop idea, the pound plunged. Corruption is everywhere. What do you mean, Richie? Let me tell you that Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt and the Conservative Party would have informed one or two of their pals in the city prior to their pronouncement. Those pals would have made bets. Those bets would have been seen. Other bets would have been made based on the bets that were seen. And inevitably then, because of that market trading, the pound falls against the dollar and against the euro. I'm not a genius. I know you think I am. All right, I am. I've been following this stuff for years and years and years. And I used to be the financial go-to guy for a number of radio stations. I understand how the markets work. This is what happens, right? It's very easy to manipulate currency, currency valuations through market trading. Very, very easy. And again, I've done programs on this in the past. You better believe it. Right, what else have we got? The iPaper. UK heading for no deal. Brexit under new PM. Are we? Wouldn't have thought so. That's in the iPaper. We're never going to properly leave. What's in the Express? What's in the Express? Superstar DJ? Gammon. Dame Helen hands off free TV licenses. Helen Mirren. Multi-millionaire S. Thanks, Helen, for deigning. Deigning means stooping. Got to educate you. Deigning means stooping. Thanks for stooping down to stand up for the little people, Helen. Thank you. Nobody should pay for their TV license. I'm not recommending. You do what you want to do. What's in the mirror? I'm 101. Please don't take my TV license away, says Elsie. Elsie, your time is up, love. 101 is more than enough for anybody. Shuffle off this mortal coil. I like Elsie. 11,000 pensioners over 100 will be stripped of the free television license. Dreadful stuff, this. Talked a lot about this. Won't go on and on about it. Let's make a deal with people like Elsie. Don't drive mobility scooters in supermarkets and you can have free television. Okay. Robbie Williams is having a fling. Fling when he's winning. See what I did there? Robbie Williams. What's in the mail? Time to end the dementia care bill's betrayal. Yes. Yes. This is a failed state, this country. I've said it a million times. Families are having to sell houses in order to pay for the cost of caring for their relatives with dementia. What the f... It's all a lie, you know. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,100 times. Or 1,001 times. It's all a lie. Work hard. Be a good citizen. Obey the law. Pay your national insurance contribution. And we will take care of you when you retire. Horse manure. Horse manure. Because when you retire, they see you as a useless eater. There is a war on the aged in this country. I was joking about Elsie. Elsie is the best of us. 101. Lived through 15 wars. Vietnam. WW1-2. Everything else. Right? Probably worked in a factory during the Second World War, probably. To keep the war effort going. Useless eater now. No good. Doesn't contribute. It's a lie they sell you from the time you go to primary school. Behave. Obey. Conform. Pay tax. And you'll be all right in your old age. No, you won't be. No, you won't be. We'll blame everything on you when you're in your 70s. We'll tell all the narcissistic, me, snowflake generation that the reason that things are shite is because of you. Despite the fact that you put 50 years in and paid national insurance contributions for 50 years. That's where we're going. I've told you this 1,000 times. The Telegraph. Big story. Families face new rubbish tip tax. Increasingly in the UK. Not yet in Madchester, not yet in Salford, but people are turning up to their local rubbish tip, bringing domestic waste with them, and the councils are informing them there is a new charge at the tip. No joke. Story in the Telegraph inside, we'll come to that in a few minutes' time. 16 minutes to 10 on Tuesday. It's Wednesday, you fat, useless gammon. Well, I'm not fat. Absolutely gorgeous. Ripped. If I took off my t-shirt now, you'd get sick. I'm only joking. Right, let's crack on. I am beautiful, actually. 14 stone, 7 inches. 6 foot, 5.5 inches tall. I lost an inch, I told you that. Shrinking. Entropy. Not happy about that. The Guardian. Johnson accused over £1 billion vanity projects. Didn't bother reading that this morning. A terrible dream. The parents who have lost 3 sons to violence in London. Knife crime. In The Guardian today. MEPs elect first female president. Ursula von der Leyen. Angela Merkel was asked, how do you feel about Ursula von der Leyen being German and being the first European Union Council president, being the first woman? And Angela was like, sehr gut. Right. That's just fucking outrageous. That is offensive. There's no need for that sort of carry on. The Metro. E-scooter death. PAL calls for total ban. Talked about this yesterday. The virtue signalling goes on You know that the policeman who shot dead the three terrorists on the streets of London a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, were cleared and the shootings were ruled lawful. Apparently they were brave. They're not brave. They're trained to do this. They're trained to shoot at targets and at people. They're not brave. And, you know, it's sickening to see the two most senior police women in the country yesterday on Sky News rolling out the cliches for the soap opera. They will never divide us. They don't have to. You're doing a very good job of it. They will never defeat us. Our values. What are our values? What are our values? Telling people you've got to sell your effing house to pay for dementia care for your father who worked all his life in the flour mill and paid taxes for 50 years. Are those our values? Yeah. Values. Fucking values. The Sun. Bat out of Hull. I hate The Sun. Nobody should ever buy it after what it attempted to do to the city of Liverpool. But they've got some fantastic headlines over the years and puns. Little boy was bitten by a bat. Hope he's all right, the lad. His name is Kian with a K. And he's had a rabies jab, just in case, you never know. Never know. Superhero in the making, maybe. Bat out of Hull. What's in the Star? Don't give up on Maddie. Let's give up on Maddie. Let's give up on Maddie. You could have built 1,500 or 2,000 new council houses with the money you've spent searching for Madeleine McCann. Copycat Gimp's terror on The Sun. Been following this closely. It's a huge story. Absolutely massive story. The Gimp. Now, revealed. The woman who was chased by the Gimp. There she is. Her name is Abby Conroy. Pretty woman. Abby, 23. No good, lads. She's a lesbo. She's a lesbian. There she is. Pictured with her wife. Pip. It's P-I-P. And it was Abby that was rushed by the Gimp. I didn't know if I was dreaming, said Abby. There I am, minding my own business, going home for a bit of... How's your... Right? Looking forward to a bit of that with Pip. I get out of the car and I'm rushed by a Gimp who grunted at me and then ran off. There you are. Terrifying late night encounter with a prowler in a Gimp suit. Bloke was arrested and he's been released on bail. Very disappointed that he was released because he likes being held captive, the Gimp. There you go. So copycat attacks expected all over the country in the next few weeks. Where do I buy a Gimp suit? Right, quick troll even. What's wrong with me? Troll through the comments. Good morning to Coca Bell, Liz McFall, Bex Hill. Good morning. Absolutely great to be chatting with you. William E. Smith says, thanks, William. Most Americans don't know that MI5 keeps a database of every television and its owner. And they collect over $150 a year for every TV. Even illegal migrants are on database. It's a brilliant way to know about everyone, alleges William. Megatree Rat says, Noel Edmonds is a strange one. Where is that coming from? Lovely. Dame Helen Mirren might need a free TV license since Joe Public. Misty Ernst, good morning. Four Jam Lines, born to do it. Richie, you are a stupid man. The world is full of trading blocks. EU needs to be a powerful bloc in the 21st century. Then there will only be super nationals in the 22nd century. EU needs to create a super state now. What are you talking about? Do you even listen to the Richie Allen radio show? Oh God. I've spent years laying bare the fascistic, anti-democratic, not undemocratic, two different things. Nature of the European Union. What's wrong with you? Hi to Guy Master Flex. Right, I'm going to move on. So 10 to 10. Let's scroll on down there. Graham says that he promises that particular GIMP isn't one of his. You're doing well if you've got more than one GIMP in the cellar. Bring out the GIMP, but the GIMP is sleeping. Well, it's going to go wake him up then. Have to go wake him up. So yeah, so the GIMP was arrested and has been bailed pending charges. John finds it amusing, my use of the term lesbo, which is probably derogatory. But of course, I don't mean it. I'm trying to be funny. Maybe not succeeding, but at least I'm trying. Every time somebody mentions Madeleine McCann, somebody else mentions Richard, is it T or Richard C. Hall? As if he knows everything. I saw his documentaries, if you want to call them that. They're interesting. The guy puts together a decent documentary, but it's full of conjecture and opinion. There's no effing proof that the parents were involved. Right? None. I've not seen any. I understand there are people who believe the parents are involved. I've heard the Portuguese detectives. Very interested. This came up quite a lot at TPV. You know, I'm not saying yes or no. I'm not. Don't be triggered. But don't present the YouTube video as proof. Because it isn't. It's conjecture. Prove nothing. Nothing. This is the essence of the truth or industrial complex. I want to believe desperately that the parents were involved. So a man makes a YouTube video with some decent production values. And I say, yes, there's the proof. But no, it's not proof. Give over. Give over. Pippa King. Biometrics in schools. What a researcher. What a talent. What a woman. Pippa, I should have sent you a text. I want you to come back on with your permission ASAP. Loads to talk about, Pippa. Thanks for the kind words on the super chat. Love Pippa King, by the way. You know, brilliant. Hi to Vicky Gibson. Hi to Tuha Day Dannon. Listen, I'm not saying that the parents didn't do this or that. I'm not. I don't know. But you need to be a bit more circumspect when watching stuff online. Alright, I've nothing against Richard Hall. I never met the guy. Like I said, he makes some good stuff and some interesting things. But don't tell me that Richard has proved this or that. No, he hasn't. He's asked some interesting questions and he's gotten a bit of circumstantial evidence and he's put it together and he's drawn a conclusion. That isn't the same as proving it. It's like my monologues. People have said, oh, Richie Allen proved this. No, he didn't. Richie Allen ranted like a big, ignorant, bald gammon. And then drew a conclusion. But I didn't prove anything. It's important that you think like that. Do what I tell you to do. Sick of it. Nobody does what I tell them to do. Not the future Mrs. Allen. Not the dog. Nobody. Hi to Etic Boxing. How you doing? Lovely. Epstein. Yeah, I talked a lot about Epstein yesterday. With Chuck Ocelli. Have you picked up Chuck's programs? Ocelli.com. Very good, Chuck. Lovely guy. I didn't mention this last night because it's a bit patronising. But Chuck is nearly totally blind. Partially sighted, but with less than a couple of percent vision. And considering what he does, creating radio programs, that's bloody brilliant. It makes me think when I'm complaining about the long hours that... Shut up, Alan. Chuck Ocelli is great and he asked some great questions about Jeffrey Epstein last night. Again, without drawing any conclusions. Right, what have we got in the papers? If being called a bigot means I stand up for my beliefs, there's a lot in the mail today. I take it as a badge of honour. This is the Christian doctor who, when asked, would you call a 6 foot man with a beard madam? And he went, no. You're suspended then. You bigot. And Piers Morgan, virtue signaller number one on British morning television. Morgan said he was a bigot because he said, no, I won't call you madam. This is David Macareth. Years of service. Old school doc. I know we've talked about it for the last few days. But it's important. It's not funny. He reckons he's treated over 120,000 people. And he says, broken leg, chest infection, sepsis, whatever, you treat people and you don't care what they are. Of course. Most of us are like that in life. Meet people. Our only concern is, are they nice? And as I've said before, do they get their round in? Trans, non-binary, gay, lesbian, straight, couldn't care less. Are you interesting? Have you got interesting things to say? Do you amuse me? Are you a good conversationalist? And do you not let me sit in with an empty glass? Tick all those boxes. You know, I don't care what you are. And we're all the same, I think. Well, most of us are the same. So that's that story runs on and on and on that. In The Guardian, these idiots are still blocking up streets in cities around the country. This Extinction Rebellion morons. Chaining themselves to buildings. Apparently they chained themselves to a cement factory the other day. To a cement factory. They're planning more and more protests. And they have been threatening to mess up people's holidays by flying drones around airports. Terrorists. They are. I know I've come off very right wing when I've said that in the past, but this is terrorism. This is taking a nonsense. The idea that men's activity, our industrial activity, is contributing to catastrophic climate change. It is untrue. It is proven, patently untrue. And yet these people not only want to disrupt our lives, but they also want to fundamentally change the way we live and impose upon us a set of rules and regulations that are beyond draconian. Extinction Rebellion. I often talk about living in a post-fact world. It's a term I started using several years ago. We live in a post-fact world. This is the century of the self. Narcissism reigns in the century of the self. If I believe something to be true, it doesn't matter what emerges that contradicts my fundamental belief. Doesn't matter what evidence appears to contradict it. If I believe it to be true and I marry myself to that idea, lock myself to it, well, it doesn't matter. This is the century of the self. Because nobody in the UK wants to talk about this, which RT were all over a week or so ago. These are not any climatologists in Finland. These are peer-reviewed, respected scientists who have said the effects of human activity on climate change are negligible or insignificant. It's not happening. And they blame, and they're not the first scientists to do this, miscalculations or skewing data. And who skews the data? Well, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. This is a fact. Don't tell this or that to the Extinction Rebellion nutcases, because they don't want to hear it. Because we're important now. We're in the limelight. We've got some sort of celebrity going on. We are the future. We're the important ones. You're the old gamins. You've wrecked the planet. Now it's up to us. Don't present them with this evidence, because not only will they not read it, but they'll probably start chanting at you until you go away. Morons. This data, by the way, has been reviewed and endorsed by scientists in Japan. We're not destroying the planet, men. Women. Industrialists. I have no time for industrialists, of course, as a socialist. Right? But let's tell the truth. I'm not defined by my socialism. I certainly don't derive my opinions based on my love of the idea of socialism. The truth must be told. Man is not putting so much CO2 in the planet, in the atmosphere, as to be warming and destroying the natural climate cycle. We're not causing the sea levels to rise, polar ice caps to melt. We're not doing that. There's no evidence to support the suggestion we are doing it. None. right? This is so serious, not because of their traffic jam, you know, causing behaviour in cities and all of that, which obviously presented a significant loss of earnings to businesses in London, which is serious, but it's more dangerous in terms of what they want to bring in to help defeat climate change, which is to transform our lives fundamentally. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. What else have we got? Let's talk about this. Mention it. It's on the front page of the Telegraph. UK house holders. Whether you rent, whether you own, whether you have a mortgage, whatever. You pay council tax. It's double, triple, quadruple taxation. It shouldn't exist. Taxation shouldn't exist full stop anyway. But you pay council tax. You pay it for nothing really. Because once every 3 weeks in Salford, somebody comes along and collects your non-recyclable waste once every 3 weeks. And you pay £1,200 a year to your local council. Now, in the past, you know, because they collect once every 3 weeks, and that's problematic for somebody like the future Mrs. Allen and me. And we do use the recycling bins. And we do put food in the proper bin. And we do put plastic and cardboard in the proper bins, of course. But even still, you find your non-recyclable bin is bursting at the seams come the third week. Right. So previously, you could rock on down to your local tip, which is your local dump, bring your non-recyclable household waste, and a guy would say, put it in number five, mate. Put it in number five. That means that you go to skip number five and dump it in there. Now they want to charge you for that. Yeah. You know, many years ago, I used to make radio programs in Ireland, and decentralisation was a big thing. We need to decentralise more power to local authorities. That will be a very good thing. It will mean people will have more autonomy over what happens to them in their own towns and villages. Bullshit. Bullshit. Decentralisation was done. And you know who's done some amazing work on this? Mark Windows. WindowsOnTheWorld.net. Check out Mark. Piers Corbyn, brother of Jeremy. Brilliant. Sandy Adams. Brilliant. They've done amazing work on this. Decentralisation was really to make it easy for globalists and big corporations to take over. To take over the implementation of social, public services. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened now. Contracted out. It's not run by, we used to, our city council, we used to call it the corporation. Ironically, when it wasn't a corporation. When it was actually run by the city. Now it's not. You're meant to think it is, but it isn't. So they're saying to people now, we've screwed you by making your bins smaller, the wheelie bins, which they have. We've screwed you. We've screwed you by increasing council tax at the rate of 3% every year. We've screwed you. Made your bin smaller. So you can't fit everything in there. And you thought, all right, that's a pain in the backside, but at least I can drive to the tip. Now we'll charge you £20 a time. Not happened in Salford and Manchester yet, not happened in Greater Manchester at large, but it's coming. It's coming. It's coming because people won't do anything about it. Because we are so disconnected from one another. We couldn't care less. This is the century of the self. Watch Adam Curtis's brilliant BBC documentary. We couldn't give an arse about the people living next door to us or around us. It's not all our fault. We are hammered. We are hammered with the stress and the pressure of the cost of living skyrocketing while earning has plateaued or has only gone up marginally. Your income rising marginally while the cost of living rises exponentially. So you have those pressures. So it's difficult. You've got children. It's difficult to care about or worry about the person living next door to you. But That's how they get away with it. You see, it only needs a couple of streets. It only needs a couple of streets to take their rubbish to Manchester Town Hall and smear it all over the front doors and the building and the windows and throw it at the city manager when he comes out. Just a few hundred people and then a few thousand. But we don't do that. This is tough. A lot in the mail today. This young girl, Tafida Raqib, had a brain injury and she's not well. And her parents have gone to the High Court because they'd like to take her to Italy, where a neurosurgeon has had some success with children in High Court. She's a beautiful little girl there, look. And the NHS has said no. This is problematic. This is not the first time we've heard of a case like this. The NHS has said no, she should be allowed to die. The parents are saying, well, we think she'll have a chance in Italy. Parents have said no. Excuse me, the courts have said no. This is problematic for me. It's not the first time we've heard a story like this. And the hospital says she's beyond hope. And we should switch off life support. I don't like that. And going to look into that later on. Going to talk briefly about anti-Semitism in a minute because I've had enough of it. I've talked too much about it. Inventing. Entrepreneurs coming up with stuff. Solving problems. Young men and women. Young, not so much scientists, but young, what would you call them? People who build things, create things. This is a story that made me laugh. You often see people going on Dragon's Den. There's a problem in society that needs to be solved. We've invented a gadget. That's the word I was looking for, inventors. Well, a woman has invented something and she's won a major award for it. This is it. A university student was fed up with men man-spreading. And when they man-spread, they infringe on other people's public space. So she's won a National Design Award for creating a chair that restricts us and prevents us from man-spreading. Might be a picture of it. There is. Got a picture of the chairs. Man spreading. There you are. There's the chairs. There's the inventor sitting on the woman's chair. And there's the man sitting on the man's chair. And there's a device on either side of his knees. It's not a device, it's a bit of wood. And it prevents him from spreading his legs. Man spreading. Sometimes the papers are short of stories. Here's a big story, though. And it's in the Guardian today. We're going to finish on this. Lots more comments coming in there. And I appreciate them. If you didn't get a mention, don't hold it against me. Let's briefly finish with anti-Semitism. Briefly, because we're fed up with talking about it. So 60 Labour peers have put their names to an advert in The Guardian accusing Jeremy Corbyn of failing to tackle anti-Semitism. People like Peter Mandelson have signed this. I mention him because we all know who Peter Mandelson is. 67 signatories, long-standing critics of Corbyn, most of them. Peers, former Labour MPs, and some of them are former ministers. Labour. I can show you the ad, if you bear with me a minute, then we'll move on. There it is. As the Labour Party welcomes everyone, irrespective of race, creed, age, gender identity or sexual orientation, Except it seems, Jews, this is your legacy, Mr. Corbyn. Full page ad taken out in the Guardian newspaper. It's actually libelous. It's not an ad. Can't call it an ad. It's not an ad. It's a statement. It's a statement made by a group of Zionists who despise Jeremy Corbyn. The statement is libelous because it's patently untrue. And shame on The Guardian for publishing it. But also shame on Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell and others for not standing up to it and calling these people out for who they are. And I'm not going to say any more on that because I know that some of you are fairly sick of hearing about it because it is never ending. It is morning, noon and night, this particular nonsense in the UK media. If I asked you what has been the most played song of the 21st century so far, would you know? It was a matter of interest. I wouldn't have known. I know what the most played radio song of the 20th century is because I was a music radio DJ for some time. And I know that the most played radio song of the 20th century was You've Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. That's universally now. So what's the most played song of the 21st century? A little bit of trivia before we leave. It's Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol, which is an excellent tune. And I think it's featured in some very prominent American dramas, TV dramas. And it's been the most played single of the 21st century because of that. So Gary Lightbody and the rest of Snow Patrol laughing all the way to the bank. A little bit of trivia to end the programme there today. That's about it then. Going to finish up. Deborah Tavares is on the Richie Allen radio show this evening. It's at 5 o'clock as usual on the usual channels. RichieAllen.co.uk, Trigger Warning, Fab Radio 2 in Manchester and all the rest of it. If I didn't get to your comment, sincere apologies. Going to rush off now because I've got a few domestic things to do this morning. Got to go and collect some stuff at the post office. Got a few things to do as well. But I'll be back with you at 5 o'clock sharp with the Richie Allen radio show. I expect to see you there. Until then, have a great rest of your Wednesday. Bye from me. Bye now.